matin. Les plus beaux cadeaux dans la vie.
Merry Christmas.
It's Anything Goes, the show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
On CQUT 90.3 FM.
Live from Times Square.
Whoa, there are so many people here.
Everybody's so excited.
It's Ryan Seacrest.
I think there's something about the end of 2016 on the radio.
Oh yeah, on Anything Goes, 90.3 FM, the show by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
Somehow, good old Cresty always seems to find the camera.
I know, the camera is like his heart, he can't live without it.
Looks like we're ready to go.
Let's listen to the radio at the same time.
Good idea.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
You're listening to Anything Goes, the show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio. Coming up on the show today, we have the best and the worst of 2016.
Also, we have, was 2016 the worst year ever?
Oh my God, was it? Was it?
And our predictions for 2017.
Stay tuned.
Matthew Homa. This year, as I was opening the December 1st tile on my advent calendar, I saw something very strange. Mind you, this isn't your average advent calendar. This is one that I've had for ages. Different ornament to place on a tiny wooden tree. In the first door, there were two notes, both handwritten in 2014 by me to future me. Reading my notes now, I see who I wanted to be in the future, and some important things I wanted to accomplish, resolutions of sorts. I'm proud to see that I have already accomplished some of these 2014 objectives. Upon reading my notes, I felt very responsible that I would have made my young self so happy to see me today and at what place in my life I was at. It really gives me a new view of myself and how I want to live the rest of my life. Not just to make past and future me proud, but also present me as well. I want to feel that I've grown up to be the best person that I can be. Thinking back on this, I would have to say that my resolutions for 2017 are to be the best person that I can be, stay as happy as I can, try to make others happy around me, and finally, to always try, no matter what. I just want to live my life being happy with myself and without regrets. Thanks.
My name is Alex Lachman-Minkoff.
Okay. I really like 2016 because there were a lot of new video games, like Paper Mario Color Splash and Pokemon Sun and Moon, that were released in the store. There were tons of new movies, like Kubo and The Secret Life of Pets. Also, we got a new TV that is wide and it has YouTube installed on it. I like Paper Mario Color Splash because it has many weapons and colors in it. I like Pokemon because the graphics were awesome, and there were many new Pokemon.
Hey everybody, I'm Bram and I'm going to talk to you about the end of 2016. I'm really excited for 2017, but I'm also kind of sad that this year is almost over. Anyway,
2017 will be the 150th anniversary of Canada and the 375th anniversary of Montreal. I think that's pretty cool. I'm also excited because there will probably be more video games, hopefully. Sometimes a new year also means new technology. Maybe the PS5 will come out in 2017, or maybe the Xbox 361 or Xbox 2.
Merry Christmas!
It's Anything Goes, the show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
The end of 2016 to me is kind of sad. It's kind of like we're putting an end to another great story. This is my 15th year of existence, and of all 14 calendar years I've experienced, 2016 has been one of the best. It's up there with 2012, when I turned double digits, and 2010, when I became interested in hockey. The highlight of 2016 for me was when the new Pokemon game came out in November. Pokemon has been making new games continuously since February of 1996. In June of 2016, I finished my first year of high school. In September of 2016, I started my second year of high school. At the end of the academic year, I looked back on the whole school year and realized that the next 4 years of my life would be more or less the same thing. I was excited because the first year of high school is usually pretty tough, and it was for me at the beginning, but pretty much once 2016 came around, I started to enjoy it rather than worry about the bad things. Another example of how 2016 has helped me. To that. But 2016 was a season to remember for baseball, because the Chicago Cubs won their first World Series title since 1908. I was excited to follow baseball since April because the Cubs came fairly close in 2015, and I couldn't wait to see how they would perform in 2016. I knew from the beginning they would make history this year. I remember on November 2nd was Game 7 of the World Series. The Cubs had been trailing 3-1 in the series, but they came back to tie 3-3. The game started November 2nd at 8 p.m. and ended on November 3rd. I watched the entire game. It went until 1:30 the next morning. Sadly, it was a Wednesday night, so I had to go to school the next morning. I was so excited when they won the game, and I knew it was worth watching for 5.5 hours. Okay. That was The End of 2016 by Jared Lachman-Minkoff.
Hi, I'm Matthew.
And I'm Charlotte.
And today we're going to be discussing our predictions for 2017.
So, what do you think is going to happen?
I think that the Canadiens, the Montreal Canadiens, are just like last year, are going to have a few great games, but then are going to completely bomb the later games and not have a chance of making the playoffs.
All right. Well, me personally, I don't know much about sports, but I will hope that your prediction is right for the first part and, you know, they do better in the second part because go Montreal Canadiens, you know,
hometown. Not that I'm not for the Canadiens, but...
Yeah, wait. Well, are you for the Canadiens?
Yes, I am, but...
All right.
This is just my prediction.
Right, of course.
I hope it's wrong.
Yeah, of course. You know, want our hometown to win. So, what do you think is going to happen with maybe, let's say, top companies, Google, Apple, stuff like that?
Well, Google is releasing their new phone, the Pixel.
Yeah, I'm curious about how that's going to work out. A lot of companies have tried to make phones, and a lot of times they end up exploding, catching on fire.
Yes.
Do you think it's going to turn out?
Well... The thing with Google is, because it's such a widespread network, they have such a very big database for advertisement. So I think it will work out,
somewhat decently. Google is somewhat tech savvy, and they have been around a very long time.
Do you think it'll have any competition with Apple?
Oh, of course. I mean, I can practically guarantee that some other telephone company, Samsung, Apple, HTC, whatever, is going to release a phone when the Pixel comes out just to compete with it.
I think Apple is, in 2017, is still going to be at the top of the charts. I mean, it's pretty big.
But they have had some ups and downs. For example, some of their phones have been great, but the Apple Watch was a big hit, and now it's not even on the market.
It's too expensive. Most people can't even afford it.
Do you think Apple's going to come out with any bomb products during 2017?
Well, let's hope so, of course, because I am loyal to Apple, brand loyalty. But I'm just not sure. The iPhone 7, it's newer, so some people might be switching to it if their current iPhones are just too old and dead. But most people were not so happy with it because there weren't many new changes. It wasn't really a big thing. So their iPhone is already so great. It's kind of reached the plateau, and soon it might be going downhill.
Yeah, so you're saying a bomb would either affect it greatly or would do nothing at all.
Yeah. I think it's in 2017, they've been living for so long, it's either going to shoot up and make some sort of great thing, or it's going to plummet into despair and darkness.
So they're at such a level that whatever they put out next will decide which direction they go.
Yeah. What else do you think is going to happen? All right, food trends. Well, I think it's really going to be pretty much the same thing. I mean, people already eat from, like, the most simplest things to McDonald's to, like, the weirdest things, like octopus, which personally I would never eat.
I could think of weirder.
Yeah. What do you think about McDonald's? How do you think McDonald's is going to go? Because there's been a lot of wars about, you know, the
Mickey D's and everything.
Yeah. So where do you think McDonald's is going?
Personally, I do not go to McDonald's very often.
Yeah, neither do I, really. I used to when I was younger because I used to love the Playhouse. That was what really made it for me. I didn't really care too much about the ice cream, although, of course, I liked the ice cream.
I was one of those kids who bought a Blizzard and never finished it.
Yeah. Same. But every time, you know, I noticed that every time I went to the Playhouse, I always got sick. Every single time.
You know, me too. That's why whenever I went, like, in the past few years, I never went to McDonald's. I'd say it was, like, a last resort.
Yeah.
And when I do go, my mom's like, Matthew, don't go to the Playhouse.
I know.
Don't go to the Playhouse.
But it's so hard to resist. Clothing trends. Well, there's been
Donald Trump wings will spring in an uprise.
I honestly don't know what's going to happen. Possibly off-the-shoulder t-shirt will be coming back because teenage girls, for some reason, love to just show their shoulders. It's just what they like to do. They like sleeveless tank tops, shirts, stuff like that. And during the winter, you know, that'll be a thing that might be an option.
Yeah, for all the kids at my school in the winter, for some reason, hoodies are a big thing.
Hoodies, yeah.
Like, they don't just wear a jacket. They wear a jacket on top of their hoodie. So I think
I wish there was a trend. In 2017, this would be, like, the best trend ever. If we had PJs, it would be socially accepted if you just go out and wear your PJs. Because in the morning, I just want to be comfy. I don't want to have to, like, dress up and look nice for everybody. I want to go out in jogging pants and a T-shirt, maybe just a comfy sweater. You know, that's pretty much all I need.
You know, I would like if a big trend was that schools suddenly stopped forcing their kids to wear a uniform. Hint, hint, totally not a suggestion for any school people listening to this.
Mm-hmm. And speaking about schools, what do you think about the school uniform? Is that going to be a thing that's staying or going?
Well, it's probably going to stay, but I would wish if it went, that'd be great.
See, I don't really know how I feel about that. On one hand, if it went, you know, that'd be nice. Everybody wants to just wear what they want. But on the other hand, they do have some pretty good reasons for having the school uniforms. I'm not sure if you know that studies have shown, like, academic performance is raised, like, a lot in schools that have the uniforms or a dress code even. So maybe not a uniform, but like a dress code. So you can't wear anything too crazy, but, you know, just keep it at a normal rate.
I never knew that strangling me with a tie during a test was going to improve my marks.
Apparently. Who knew? How do you think music is going to go?
Well, we've already seen the disc die, but song-wise, I know that, well, what do you mean by music? Like song-wise or by like music branding, a.k.a. Spotify, Google Play?
I think for a while, Katy Perry was really popular. She was like on top charts everywhere, and now she's just kind of bombing.
Yeah, she was.
Mm-hmm. But her new album is not doing so well. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of hate about it. I don't think she's going to be coming back for a while. Like, new people are taking the charts now. Melanie Martinez, for example, she has a new kind of style, not the general pop. It has, you know, more of a general kind of... It's a good beat.
What's
not just...
What's one of her songs?
There's one... trying to think of the name. I don't know. Mad Hatter, Cake, Soap.
The only modern-day female artist that's newer that I ever heard of is Alessia Cara, and that's because she sang at the Grey Cup opening.
Right.
Speaking of Grey Cup, who do you think is going to be in the 2017 Grey Cup?
I honestly don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know what Grey Cup is.
Oh, okay. Well, the Grey Cup is basically, like, it's the Canadian Super Bowl.
Oh, all right.
The Red Blacks won it a while back.
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is going to start a new dance craze. I'm sure you've heard of dab, whip, nene, all the stuff like that. So Donald Trump, he's really a... I don't want to get too political here, but he's not the most liked president of the U.S. here in Canada. And he's trying to connect with the people. He's failing a bit. So he might try to get to the people's hearts through a new dance craze. Let's see what he does.
I'm pretty sure from lack of originality, as we've seen through the campaign, he will call it The Trump.
So what do you think the Trump would look like?
Well, you put your mouth in a tight O, and you comb your hair over on top, and you go, liar. Liar.
All right.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know what it will look like.
So it'd be like kind of like a rapper thing, like, yo, a liar, yo, a liar, yo, a liar, with the comb and the hair thing. I can get that.
The hair comb, the O of the mouth.
I can get that. He'll become like the joke of the world.
He already is.
He already is, yet he might possibly have one of the most powerful positions in the world, which is quite frankly terrifying.
As someone said, who I don't remember their name, if we can't trust him with his Twitter account code, how can we trust him with the nuclear codes?
He is breaking the internet. I'm Charlotte.
And I'm Matthew.
And let's see what happens in the future. Hopefully some of these predictions will have come true.
Now, I know this seems crazy since Christmas and Hanukkah are the norm, but I think we should all celebrate Festivus this year.
Festivus? What exactly is Festivus?
I'm glad you asked. Actually, it's a holiday to replace all other winter holidays.
So, when is it?
Another great question. Festivus Day is December 23rd.
And what do you do on Festivus?
You guys are so receptive to this idea. I love it. So, to start, we put up a metal pole to replace a Christmas tree or a menorah. There can't be any decorations on it because that's far too distracting. But then we have our Festivus dinner where we air our grievances.
Air our grievances?
Yeah, over a plate of meatloaf on a bed of lettuce, I'll tell you all the ways you've all disappointed me this year.
He went to the store to buy his son a doll. Then a fight broke out inside the mall. As he pummeled the man, I heard him say, I know there must be a better way. Oh, Festivus, Festivus, serenity now for Festivus.
My Festivus grievance is the ungodly amounts of work I get at school. I know you guys have nothing to do with it, but it's crazy how much they want us to get done in such little time.
It has a high strength to weight ratio. The Festivus pole is mighty.
Anna, go ahead.
A few days ago, I participated in an art contest, and I didn't win. I worked really hard, and I should have gotten first place, but they only gave me an honorable mention.
Thank you so much. Maddie, go ahead.
I'm very upset, because I always have to go to that school every morning, and I have to wake up at 6:15, and I'm getting so angry. And I just want to sleep in, but I have to go to school. And it's hard for me in the mornings because I don't like light in the morning or noise. And my little brother's always in angry. And then I have to get to school and I'm just sitting all day even though I want to play outside all the time. So, yeah.
Thank you. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Tara, why don't you go ahead and share your grievance?
My grievance is against my dad because he always pushes me to do things that I'm not tempted to do. He always makes me participate in activities that I'm not really interested in. So, yeah.
Thank you for that. I understand your grievance, but I'm sure he does it because he cares. Thank you, Tara. Aylin, why don't you go ahead and share your grievance?
I am so mad at my sister because she has hurt me so much and I don't like it.
Thank you, Aylin. That sounds like it hurts a lot.
Festivus, oh Festivus, serenity now for Festivus. It's a Festivus miracle.
As we move forward into 2017, we should take a look back on 2016, which was a very interesting year.
P.K. Subban may have been traded to the Nashville Predators, but he vowed to continue helping the Montreal Children's Hospital. What are you doing?
The mannequin challenge. You know, that challenge that took the internet by storm.
You do realize this is the radio, right?
You know who else took the internet by storm? Bernie Sanders. He may not be the president of the United States, but he's the president of our hearts.
And Vermont.
Well, the Cubs also broke their 108-year losing streak.
Although no one cares about baseball, that sounds awesome.
What about hockey? Okay, maybe the Habs weren't that great this year.
Speaking of ice, no one on Beaver Hall Street seemed to have their snow tires on.
Why did you stop at 6? That's such a weird number to stop at.
Duh, for 2016.
Oh well, you know what else 2016 brought us? Some wonderful programming from the folks at Anything Goes.
Anything Goes?
Yeah, the show by kids, for kids, all kids radio on CKUT 90.3 FM and online at ckut.ca. This show was written and performed by Charlotte O'Hare, Sabrina Sandy, Jared Graham and Alex Lackman-Minkoff, and Tawaminenetardif. Technical production by Tawaminenetardif. This show was produced by Sarah DeA and Amy Ellison. We'll see you next January.
Happiest holiday wishes from 90.3.
Happy holiday wishes from 1990.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, the show by kids, for kids, all kids radio. I forgot what I'm doing.
Bloopers. And not in the bloopers, please!
Alright, no, put it in the bloopers.
No!
No! It was so good, though.
It's wrong.
Okay.
I just don't want my political opinion to be viewed harshly.
Happiest holiday wishes from... I'm sorry.
Happy holiday wishes from Lola Lola.
Happiest holiday wishes from... I can't even remember the name of the show. Okay, CKT. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we restart.
Was 2016 the worst
year ever?
Year ever?
Say it again. Say it again.
Was 2016?
No, you have to say. Also, we have.
Also, we have. Was
okay, Alex 2016? Also, we have. Was 2016 the worst year ever?
Also, we have. Was 2016 the worst year ever?
Oh my God! Was it? Was it?
Oh yeah, names. Those are important.
Oh yeah.
Do we need to? Okay. Do you want to put the other side of things?
Because I don't know these names.
Who?
Names. Charlotte. Anyone else I'm forgetting? Jared, Eric, Bram, and Alex Lachman-Minkoff. See you next January. See you in January. See you next year. Which one should I use?
Okay, put some music. Like Christmassy theme music?
The Trump.
Although no one cares about baseball, that sounds awesome.
What about hockey?
Crickets. Apparently it says crickets. It says crickets.
This morning I had eggs with toast and veggies, and it was weird. It had lots of onions, and I don't really like onions, but my mom thinks they're really healthy, so I have to eat them all the time. Yay!
Well, for breakfast, I had eggs and toast, and it was kind of part of my breakfast. At school, we did this awesome thing called Pancake Friday, where I ended up standing in a line for 20 minutes just to get inside the lunch hall and eat $5 pancakes for two minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
How is that even enough time?
See you this coming January. Nope, that sounded absolutely terrible. That sounded terrible. No, it sounded terrible as in, like, phrasing-wise. No one would say that. We'll see you next January. That sounded... We'll see you next January.
Good enough.
Merry Christmas!
Hi, happy holidays from the kids at Anything Goes. Make it a good one. Thank you for listening this year.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell,
or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Samedi midi. Happy birthday, feliz cumpleaños, joyeux anniversaire. Happy birthday, feliz cumpleaños, samedi midi inter. Yela, yele, ooh, yele. Tu m'entends déjà? Samedi midi inter. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. First anniversaire. Samedi midi inter.